Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now save $30 on the American-made Steel FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome into Outkick the Show. I am your fearless leader, Clay Travis, and I hope all of you are having fantastic Mondays. It's the Labor Day edition of Outkick the Show, and I'm here with you every single time that I can be. I've worked on Labor Day for 15 years in a row, whatever it is. It's always the opening weekend of college football, and we've got so much to discuss. Right off the top, you can pick $5 bet on any NFL team to win. And if you are a new user, that $5 bet will turn into $200. Let me repeat, a $5 bet, 40-1 payout on any NFL team to win. All you have to do to get your bets in is go to FanDuel.com/Clay. That is FanDuel.com/Clay. One more time, by the way, if you're watching in Arizona, you guys are now live this week, FanDuel.com/Clay. All right, first off the top here, I want to thank everybody that I met in Knoxville and everybody that I met also in Charlotte. Awesome first week of the Outkick bus tour. Right now, I am doing 6 different shows. One of them is a Fox Nation college football behind-the-scenes tailgate show following me and everybody who's coming along on the road trip. We're going to be at Fayetteville this weekend. If you are going to be in Fayetteville, Arkansas for the Texas-Arkansas game, we want you to come to our event. We're going to be set up. We'll be live from 9 to 11 on Fox Big Noon Kickoff, and that should be a lot of fun in the gardens. A great setup, I'm told, in the Arkansas tailgating area. And then next week, we are going to be at the Alabama-Florida game. Also encourage you guys to come hang out there. Much fun to be had by all. But I want to thank everybody who came out that we met in Knoxville and also in Charlotte. Just getting started on the road trip and looking forward to meeting a lot of you. Also, you know, I hate to brag or draw attention to myself, but I always say hashtag respect the picks. Blood Bank Guarantee hits. We are 7-2 on picks. We barely lost LSU-UCLA. A lot of you also won that game, depending on what line you got. The one I gave out, we lost by a half point. We're 7-2 on picks. I've got the over in Ole Miss-Louisville tonight. That's the over. I believe it's 74.5 right now. Trying to get to 8-2, which would, I believe, be the best week of opening picks we've ever had. We lost on the Clemson-Georgia over. That one was obviously a disaster. Lost by a half point. We've won everything else. Lost by a half point in UCLA, LSU. Have won everything else. Tough to go wrong when you are 7-2 on your picks right out of the gate. But the most important thing I want to say here is I want to give credit to people all over the country, college football fans, who came out and declared independence from COVID. Jump around. Did you see it in Wisconsin? Did you see the Friday fun from Virginia Tech as they ran in to enter Sandman? Did you see the red, white, and blue stadium, red in the upper deck, white in the middle, blue in the bottom, that was going on at Texas A&M? All of it was perfectly fabulous. All over the country, millions of college football fans said, we are declaring independence from COVID fear. We're not going to live our lives in fear anymore. And this is significant. There are more COVID cases right now, this Labor Day, than there were last year at Labor Day. Did you know that in Virginia, they said it wasn't safe to play high school football last year? Yet the stands were full and no one was wearing masks at Virginia Tech. In Wisconsin last September, they told the Badgers and other Big Ten teams, it's not safe for you to play college football at all, yet everybody was filled up the stadium in Wisconsin and were jumping around as they were playing as they were playing songs and an amazing atmosphere. All over the country, Pac-12, SEC, ACC, Big 10, Big 12, massive sold-out stadiums, millions of college football fans standing up and saying, we've seen enough. And I believe, based on what I saw myself in Knoxville and in Charlotte, Georgia fans, Clemson fans, Tennessee fans, everybody is ready to get back to normalcy. We're not going to allow COVID fear porn to triumph. We're not going to let the Corona bros out there who cover sports media continue to argue that there is any basis whatsoever in shutting down sports. It's time to get back to normal. And I want to give a shout out to the millions of you who helped to make that normalcy popular by getting back in those stadiums, by throwing off your masks, by high-fiving everyone, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, gay, straight, male, female, didn't matter who you were rooting for, came together, awesome tailgates, fabulous experience. I can't wait to spend the entire fall with all of you. And I love college football. I think it's the best sport. And I'm not sure I've ever been more proud of college football fans than by what we have seen this opening weekend with everybody getting back to normal. And I also want to give a shout out. You know, we ended up in a couple of different fraternity houses at Tennessee as a part of our Fox Nation show that we're doing, looking at the tailgate and the surrounding atmosphere of college football. And I thought what was so interesting is a lot of times there are banners hanging up on sheets where they insult opponents. In Knoxville, and I saw this all over college football, fraternity houses were acknowledging and honoring the 13 soldiers who died in Afghanistan. At Auburn, they left 13 seats for them. All over the country, people were honoring those soldiers, and I think what we are seeing is a massive rebirth in people who are proud to be Americans. For the last 5 or 6 years, as social media has become more popular, it has ascended that negative aspect of America, denigrating America, deriding this country, oftentimes aiding and abetting in the process countries that are far less free, like China and Russia and others. And I think what you're seeing from a huge swath of the population is an overwhelming rejection and repudiation of the anti-American sentiment that has been embraced by the left wing of the Democratic Party. It's why Joe Biden's approval ratings, according to NPR, just hit 43%, the lowest in generations for a Democratic president. It's why you are seeing, I really do believe, so much blowback against Biden and the left-wing Democratic policies. Even the New York Times is writing about why Joe Biden is so unpopular. The truth of the matter is this. You were lied to by media, by big tech, by everyone who told you your kids couldn't play sports, your kids couldn't go to school, you couldn't go to work, it was unsafe for you to live your life. That's simply not true. The data reflects that if you are over the age of 60, you should go get a vaccine and you should go ahead and get as many booster shots as you can, even as this is going on. But I think this is an important detail and data point here, and I want to share it with you. Look at the survival rates. Almost no one is actually talking about this. Look at the actual survival rates from COVID, from everybody out there who is getting COVID. These are people who actually get it. If you're between 0 and 19 years old, 99.9973% survival rate. If you're between 20 and 29, 99.986% survival rate. 30 and 39, 99.969% survival rate. 40 and 49, 99.918% survival rate. By the way, this is from Dr. Ioannidis and Axfers at Stanford, who have written a paper on this. 50 and 59, 99.73% survival rate. Even between the ages of 60 and 69, you have a 99.41% survival rate. If you're under the age of 70 and you get this virus, there's almost a 0% chance it is going to hurt you. That's pretty crazy. No one's talking about it, but I think college football fans have finally seen the data, and that's why the crowds were so awesome. Props to all of you, no matter who you root for. If you were in the stands, God bless you for finally standing up and saying, we're declaring independence from COVID fear. We're not scared anymore. We're going to go on with our lives, and we're going to have an amazing time. I just want to ask you, who would you rather be? Who do you think more accurately reflects the population at large? The number of COVID blue check brigade members who are trying to shut down fun, or all of the massive millions of people who showed up in stadiums and lived the best version of their life by embracing and cheering on their favorite college football team? It's high time for people to stop treating Twitter like it's representative of real life. You can either believe your eyes and look at the millions of people who were excited to be back in college football stadiums, or you can believe the shenanigans that they try to sell you on a day-to-day basis on Twitter in particular. I'll tell you who I'm going to believe. But thank you for everybody who came out. Thank you to Herschel Walker and everyone who watched the Big Noon Saturday interview that I did. Not surprisingly, I'm not surprised by this because I know most people in sports media are not very smart. I interviewed Herschel Walker for two different shows. I did a Fox College Saturday interview that aired on Big Noon Saturday, and it was focused entirely on Clemson versus Georgia and what Herschel Walker, one of the greatest running backs of all time, thought was likely to happen in the game. And by the way, Herschel predicted Georgia would win by 7. I also did an interview for Fox News, which talked about who was going to win the game, but also talked about Herschel Walker running for Senate. Not surprisingly, people in sports media were too dumb to understand that we did two different interviews. One focused on the political side and also the sports side for Fox News, which makes sense because they're a news station. One focused entirely on sports because guess what? It's a sports station, a sports show. And people couldn't even understand the difference between the two in sports media because most of them are absolute ignoramuses. There's a reason why I dominate in this industry. And it's not just because I'm smart and have great hair. It's because most people who are also in this industry are dumb and have bad hair. And so as a result, I just win. But it was phenomenal. The bus is incredible. If you haven't checked it out, we're coming to your city. You may see it on interstates and roads all over the country from 1 week to the next. As I said, we will be in Arkansas for Texas against Arkansas, an early preview of what will become, I believe, a yearly SEC rivalry. As I said, picks are on fire, 7-2 straight up. Every Wednesday we'll have the picks up, and I hope you guys will be able to make some money. I know that we had a lot of success. My picks went 6-0 on Fox Bet Live, which has never happened before for a weekend. So that was pretty outstanding. Let's talk about Clemson and Georgia here for a sec. What do we learn? To me, this game is going to loom wildly large when we look at the postseason playoff picture. Because I think if you look at Georgia, they only have one top 25 regular season matchup left currently. That's Florida in the cocktail party on October 30th down in Jacksonville. Otherwise, Georgia is playing a lot of teams that are not particularly skilled. Now, the offense was not very good, just a little bit over 250 yards. They couldn't run the ball. They didn't have any explosive downfield passing threat. The Clemson defense was really, really good. The Georgia defense was better. So I think what's happened here is Georgia clearly now has the tie break over Clemson, and it would be hard for Clemson to get in if Georgia finishes 12-1 or even 11-2 over the Georgia Bulldogs, all right? I think what Georgia did was they now have an eraser, by which I mean if they went 12-0 and rolled into Atlanta undefeated, they're in the playoff no matter what happens in the SEC championship game. For Clemson, I think what you now want is, one, you got to get your offensive line fixed. Two, I think you need to hope that Georgia goes 13-0, that you finish 12-1, that you can argue you only lost by one touchdown. And remember, The entire only defensive, the only touchdown scored in the game was defensive. Huge win for Kirby Smart, though. Huge win for the Georgia Bulldogs. I believe right now, we'll predict this every single week, that your four playoff teams, if I were predicting, would be Alabama, who we'll talk about in a minute, Georgia. I think that that I would go with Ohio State probably. And then that fourth playoff team is going to be wide open. Could be Clemson. Could be Texas A&M. Could be a second team in the Big Ten. Could be Oklahoma or Texas, although I didn't think Oklahoma looked very good. Could be UCLA, USC, Oregon. Some uncertainty out of the Pac-12 in general. But Georgia, 10-3 win with defenses dominating in a game that I almost guarantee you will be majorly discussed in at the end of the year. Because, again, Clemson doesn't play right now another top 25 team all year. How about last night? Notre Dame on the road against Florida State, and I thought we were going to have a Rudy-esque ending, a movie-like ending, when Mackenzie Milton came in with Florida State down double digits, rallied them to a tie, and then ultimately the kicker missed what should have been a relatively easy field goal. And then Notre Dame banged it through to win 38-35 in overtime. A lot of discussion about Brian Kelly trying to make a joke like John McKay did back in the day when he was asked about execution. And John McKay said he was in favor of it for his team. Brian Kelly tried to make the same joke. It fell flat. A lot of people hadn't heard that joke before. But much ado about nothing. Cancel culture, I think, is not going to be able to come after Brian Kelly, who tried to have a joke. Some people said, oh, how could he make that joke, given what happened at Notre Dame with the kids up in the lifts who ended up dying, who were student managers at Notre Dame. That obviously is an awful story. But Brian Kelly was trying to make a joke. And predictably, a lot of people didn't understand the joke. And because everybody gets offended by everything these days, there were some people upset on Twitter. I don't think they were even the majority of Twitter. And by and large, I expect for this story to disappear. Brian Kelly, not the best delivery of the joke, but that obviously was trending in a major way. And it helped to distract from what was an unbelievable game and helped to represent what is so great about college football. I thought FSU did a great job with the logo on the field of honoring Bobby Bowden. And Notre Dame, luck of the Irish, finds a way to survive late in what was an epic game. I'm on the over. Lane Kiffin is not coaching tonight. A little bit nervous about that over because I think Lane's worth quite a few points on the sideline for Ole Miss. But I don't buy into the Ole Miss defense. I think that the Rebels will have some issues with Scott Satterfield and the Louisville offense. So I'm on the over 74.5 in that game. The Alabama Crimson Tide. New quarterback, Bryce Young. They had six different guys drafted in the first round. Four wide receivers in the first round over the past 2 years. And what happened? They didn't skip a beat. They absolutely dominated. I thought the saddest moment of the game for Miami was when they got the turnover chain. And then they reviewed it. And the turnover chain had to be put back into storage because they had actually not had the turnover. How about not celebrating when it's 27-0, though, Miami, and you get a turnover? Maybe the turnover chain only exists when it's a close game. I thought that kind of looked pathetic to be celebrating. It's like doing a dance when you score a touchdown and you're down several scores. Maybe look up at the scoreboard, just hand the ball to the official, try to get back in the game instead of celebrating in the midst of getting your ass kicked. But Miami was not in the same class as Alabama. The Tide are a now substantial favorite, I believe, at FanDuel.com/Clay. You can get them at plus 190 overall to win the national championship. It looks like right now, at least in September, Alabama is a different team compared to the rest of college football. And we'll have our final OutKick top 10 that I will discuss with you tomorrow. But again, the Alabama Crimson Tide look like Nick Saban's dynasty is strengthening instead of getting caught up to by everybody else. Bryce Young, the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy, four touchdown passes over 300 yards. Credit to Nick Saban, who I think deserves more credit for being willing to change in the middle of this dynasty. He now has had four, it looks like four straight NFL quarterbacks. Jalen Hurts is starting for the Eagles. Tua starting for the Dolphins, and you got Mac Jones starting for the Patriots. Looks like Bryce Young's going to be the latest Alabama first-round quarterback. Again, solid debut for him and for this Alabama team. De'Eriq King was absolutely beaten down. The Miami offensive line was no match for the Alabama defensive front. Big Ten, top 25 matchups. Penn State goes on the road and wins at Wisconsin. Iowa beats down Indiana. Props to Penn State. Started off 0-5 last year. Has now won five games in a row in the Big Ten. Wisconsin, tough loss at home. Gave up the big play too much. Props, by the way, to the Wisconsin crowd and how fantastic they looked. Iowa, absolutely dominant performance over Indiana and Tom Allen. Credit to the Hawkeyes, who now have a massive game against the Cyclones in the battle for the state of Iowa. How about the big win for Montana? East Tennessee goes in and beats Vandy. Montana, FCS school, goes on the road and beats Washington at Washington. And then you also had, I believe, was it Northern Illinois? I don't even think it was Northern Illinois. Whoever it was, one of the Illinois, Eastern Illinois, whichever Illinois. I need to look that up and make sure I get it right, because I want to give them credit for getting the win as opposed to looking, saying the wrong team here, because I blew it a little bit earlier. Let me see who actually ended up beating Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech losing in their home opener against, I was right, Northern Illinois takes down Georgia Tech by one. Big win there for them. Those are all upsets. I know there were many that I wanted to give a shout out for. Finally, LSU-UCLA. I said it was going to be the most intriguing game of the opening weekend, because was LSU going to bounce back from that 5-7 season? Was UCLA in year four going to take the next step from 3-4 under Chip Kelly last year in the abbreviated COVID-shortened 2020? They had won against Hawaii already. Were they going to be able to dominate and win against LSU? You had Coach O walking in, yelling at people in the sissy blue shirts. And I got to tell you, UCLA dominated. And they dominated in particular on the line of scrimmage. They ran the football dominantly against UCLA, against UCLA did against LSU. LSU couldn't run the football. And I started this, I remember writing it on November 1st of last year when LSU was sitting at 2-3. I said, you can make an argument that just as Gene Chizik had Cam Newton and went 14-0, pairing him with Gus Malzahn, and then in the next 2 years, the wheels came off of the Auburn Tigers and Gene Chizik ends up getting fired. You can make that same argument that that's what's going on at LSU right now. That you had Coach O paired with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow and Cam Newton have, in my opinion, the two most transcendent quarterback seasons that I've ever seen. Heisman Trophy winning. They were on good teams. Teams that probably would have been 9-3, 8-4, 10-2, whatever they were, with an average quarterback. Transcendent quarterback play took that Auburn team to 14-0 and this LSU team to 15-0. And so the question that I have for you guys, Joe Brady stand-in with Joe Burrow, much like Gus Malzahn at the time, was the perfect fit for Cam Newton. Both Malzahn and Brady are gone the next year. Offense declines, overall performance collapses. Is that where Coach O is headed? Could he be like Gene Chizik 2.0? I think there's an argument for that. Started saying it last year. Now, LSU's next several games are not particularly tough. The Bayou Bengals can still get things righted. They certainly are dealing with a massive amount of issues associated with the hurricane in Louisiana in general. By the way, I want to give LSU fans a shout out. It Means More is definitely reflected in the fact that LSU had more fans at UCLA and the Rose Bowl, even in the wake of Hurricane Ida, than UCLA did. But my goodness, if I'm an LSU fan, Coach O is recruiting at a high level, but this team doesn't look anywhere near like they have solved the issues that bedeviled them last year when they went 5-5. So I think there is a strong case to be made, potentially, that LSU and Coach O are Gene Chizik and Auburn 2.0, and that you have to be careful about what might come going forward with that program. In the meantime, I got to tell you right now, I work all the time. I got 6 different shows that I'm doing. Do you know that? Think about this. I've got the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. That's one. I've got Fox Bet Live, which, by the way, is going to be live in about 30 minutes on FS1. I've got the Fox Nation show that we are doing, going around to all the different tailgates. It's going to be a 3-hour-long documentary released 45 minutes at a time all fall long. Got Fox News doing a variety of different shows. I'll just count Fox News overall. Probably doing 7 or 8 hits minimum a week for Fox News on a variety of different shows. We have got Outkick the Show, which you are watching right now. And I'm doing Big Noon Saturday as a part of the Fox pregame show every single Saturday. All of that is taking place every single week. Your boy's got 6 different shows going on. And that doesn't even count the work that I'm spending. I wrote 4,000 words on college football week 1. I encourage you to check it out right now at Outkick. Doesn't even count the time I spend managing Outkick. You consider all these different jobs going on. A lot of work every single day. You know what happens? I got to have the best possible chair to sit in. And right now, that is the X chair, all right? Rest of you know, all of you do, that you've got to have the best possible performance every single day. And that's how I feel when I sit in the X chair. It is a fantastic chair, just like a high-performance sports car can make you feel differently when you're behind the wheel. That's what the X chair does. It's the finest office chair in the world. It can give you a massage while you're working. It can cool you down or heat you up. It's the Elemax Massage Temperature Regulation, which is exclusively designed and made for X chair. Plus, it also can give you the customized support in your lower back that is so necessary. The longer time you are spending in your chair, your back will feel better in this chair than anywhere else, which is why you need to take my advice. Try the X chair for yourself, risk-free, 30 days. No risk. Once you realize how much better this chair is, you'll never go back, I promise. And right now, you can get your own version of this chair that I'm sitting in by going to xchairclay.com. That's the letter X, chair, CLAY.com for $100 off your first order. X chair, 30-day guarantee of complete comfort. All you have to do is go to xchairclay.com. One more time, that's xchairclay.com. Finally, encourage you to go download the podcast today for the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. We had Kirk Herbstreit and Alex Berenson on. Both of them were fantastic. We talked with Alex about the ivermectin Rolling Stone story. If you haven't seen this, this is a story. It's 100% false. There was a story written by Rolling Stone that said an Oklahoma hospital was unable to treat gunshot wound victims because so many people were coming in with issues from taking ivermectin. It's not true. It's 100% untrue. It is the definition of fake news. It was shared by Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, all of these different news organizations because they wanted to believe it was true. Well, wait a minute. Twitter is always labeling COVID stories that it considers to be factually inaccurate, even though they're often not factually inaccurate, such as everything that Alex Berenson promoted, as being disinformation. Yet they have allowed Rachel Maddow and others to share this 100% made-up story, which Rolling Stone has now acknowledged is 100% inaccurate, and they are pretending that it doesn't exist, and they're not actually taking any action to combat the fake news that has been virally circulating on their website. This, to me, is great evidence of big tech choosing narrative over facts. You can't allow tech companies to determine what debates we can have surrounding facts. It's the very definition of the antithesis of science. It is a fundamental challenge to our First Amendment rights as a marketplace of ideas to allow tech companies to censor discussions at the behest of governments. To me, that is a form of state action. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of these big tech companies are failing when it comes to allowing us to have robust, uninhibited debate on the issues of the day, COVID or otherwise. Go read about this ivermectin story on OutKick. Check it out. You can also listen to me discuss it on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, and you can hear our overall discussion on that issue and much more as it pertains to Alex Berenson and the latest on COVID, including why England isn't requiring kids to wear masks in schools and why they are not vaccinating kids. Facts matter. Real science matters. Data matters. That's why you need to be reading OutKick, following me on social media as long as I can be there, and listening to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show every day. All right, I will be live a little bit early, Labor Day special edition of Fox Bet Live. We are on at 4:30 Eastern, 3:30 Central, 2:30 Mountain, 1:30 Pacific. That is still to come. I am Clay Travis, DBAP, unless you need to SBAP. This has been OutKick, the show.